Player, he's here.
Player, what is going
he's
on,
here.
Man?
He's here. He's here. Okay. Yeah, player. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Sybil's late, so am I. Sybil's late, so am I.
Sybil's late, so am I.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
After the fight with the fog? Man.
How's the fog doing? Someone said they didn't... the fog didn't have anything to worry about because the fog was white.
The fog was white. That's right.
The fog wasn't black. Fog was... You didn't have to rush out there. Help the fog out. Oh, it's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
In a limited number of cases, agency officers used interrogation techniques that had not been authorized, were abhorrent, and rightly should be repudiated by all.
Powered by News One.
A busy day on Capitol Hill yesterday and the surrounding areas. Good morning. It is a Friday, December 12th, 2014. Today is the birthday of Jada Davis's father, and that is Futrell Riddick, as well as on Sunday, happy 100th birthday to Aunt Janet Keys.
My aunt.
That is Tom's aunt, and we'll be celebrating 100 years. That is phenomenal. Congratulations to her.
It is.
And tomorrow is a special day for those of you who, the few of us who still write checks. It's 12, 13, 14 tomorrow. And we won't have a day like that for another 89 years. So.
12, 13, 14.
Tomorrow's 12, 13, 14.
12, 13, 14.
Yes, sir. As I said, a busy day on Capitol Hill. You heard the CIA director defending the findings that came out earlier this week about the treatment of the terrorists following 9-1-1, September 11th. Now, last night, late last night, they had a something of an agreement, but they did manage to pass the $1.1 trillion budget for the United States last night. That is, the House managed to pass, and now it's up to the Senate to pass. And there was a lot of discussion and dissension about what was in the budget. And after days of descending across the city with protesters demanding an end to alleged police brutality and expected to get loud and proud again on Saturday, there will be protests, what they're calling the culmination of a week of outrage, with large demonstrations planned in major cities, including New York and Washington, D.C. And, of course, Reverend Al Sharpton leading the march in Washington tomorrow. Yesterday, the daughter of Eric Garner lay down in the spot where her father was placed in that fatal police chokehold in hopes of getting fellow Staten Islanders fired up to fight for justice. Since her father's July 17th death, Erica Garner has held twice a week die-ins on the Bay Street sidewalk in that area. And she said she loves the energy from around the world, but on Staten Island, it's been emotionless. Congressional staffers walked out of their jobs yesterday with their hands up in protest of the grand jury decisions across the country.
Good.
And they say that they staged the walkout in protest of the recent killings, and they were gathered nationwide across the nation, as I said, with decisions by the grand jury. And this was the latest, and it was powerful watching them on the steps of the Capitol. Yeah. There, it was really quite a moment.
Congressional staffers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Atlanta police are investigating rape allegations against a Tennessee Titan football player. They say that an incident report from the Atlanta Police Department outlines a woman's allegations against Sammy Hill following a consensual encounter in Atlanta last week. No charges have been filed against him, but they are looking into it. A woman told police that she met the NFL nose tackle while working at Club Onyx on Saturday. What began as a consensual relationship.
That's a strip club.
That's the same club where the guy.
Where the DJ.
Where the DJ. Yeah, so it was a busy night there. The two later had consensual sex at the Embassy Suites near Lenox Square. Later that night, the 37-year-old woman said that after having sex, they fell asleep. But when she woke up, he was raping her. And, you know, he has hired an attorney, and they're looking into those accusations. The district is a part of the agreement with coming with the budget. The District of Columbia will now be prohibited from legalizing marijuana for much of the next year, depending on the deal reached between the Democrats and House Republicans. So that freedom from marijuana, to use marijuana, is still up in the air in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry.
Up in smoke.
I'm sorry.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.
Slow.